Chris Holm and the Consequences will be performing at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And Doyle Turner and Mike and Jan Cherry and more will be at Sampa Guida in Aiken as a benefit show for Roy Island Liloquist. That begins at 7 o'clock. And now we'd like to return you to more from the World Cafe on KAXE KBXE.
If you're anything like me, sometimes you might get the urge, the desire to move your body to the beat, really let it go, to go out dancing, just like the girl Mountjoy is singing about in this new song. You'll hear that one, and you'll hear Patti Smith dancing barefoot.
I'm dancing barefoot, heading for a spin.
Plus, more new music from Michael Kiwanuka.
And we'll return to that road.
The Heavy Heavy. And Deep Sea Divers. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe. You can find World Cafe on YouTube. You can subscribe for videos of performances, and you can find videos of some of the interviews you hear on the show. Just go to youtube.com/worldcafe. That's youtube.com/worldcafe. Regina Spektor, us.
They made a statue of us and put it on a mountaintop. Now tourists come and stare at us. Blow bubbles with their gum. Take photographs of fun. Have fun. They'll name a city. Talking to, then they'll give us a talking to, 'cause they're
Hey, I'm Rena Duris. You are listening to World Cafe. Your next band just wrapped up a sold-out tour that included selling out Madison Square Garden. They played this next song on that tour, but hadn't officially released it until very recently. Here's New Mount Joy, She Wants to Go Dancing.
I'm
You're listening to World Cafe.
So I'll be full on. about how pots don't melt. Well, we don't belong in this hard luck hand. My mother says, don't keep repressing a heart that's given sin. Fall on my knees to the sky for a sign, and I'll
from his new album coming out November 15th, you just heard Michael Kiwanuka, Floating Parade. And you should mark that date on your calendar, November 15th. Put a reminder in your phone, because Michael Kiwanuka will also be here on this show that same day for a session and an interview. A couple recordings from past sessions on Live from the Archives in just a minute here on World Cafe.
Hope you're having a lovely Friday afternoon, and thanks for listening to The World Cafe on KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. During the Come Home to KAXE Fall Membership Drive next week, our staff are hosting trivia nights Thursday, October 24th in both Bemidji and Grand Rapids. Both events start at 6 p.m. at Bemidji Brewing and at Clackau Brewing in Grand Rapids. All are welcome. Support for KAXE comes from Clackau Brewing in Grand Rapids, marking 7 years of brewing classic German and British-style beers, as well as modern IPAs and sours, thanking their customers during their anniversary the last week of October by featuring deals at the tap room. More info at clackaubrewing.com. Donations of gently used winter wear will be accepted at United Methodist Church in Grand Rapids for this year's Open Door Coat Rack on Saturday, October 19th from 9 to 1. Distribution will be October 23rd and 24th from 9 to 6 on a first-come, first-served basis. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe.
The band's tuned up. The lights are down. The audience is settled in. It is time for Live from the Archives here on World Cafe. I'm Marina Duras. This is when you get to join me in exploring our archive closet full of thousands of exclusive live recordings. Today, beginning your live set with one from almost exactly 2 years ago in 2022 from Angel Olsen. She was joined by her friend Sharon Van Etten to record this one. It's called Like I Used To, live for the World Cafe.
Oh, their mat will play themselves out.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Falling Slowly, The Swell Season, a.k.a. Glenn Hansard and Markita Arglova. That was recorded live for the World Cafe. Took it out of the vault for live from the archives today. This is a brand new one from the Heavy Heavy. It's called Feel. One Big Holiday. Maybe the biggest song from My Morning Jacket. Coming up, a song that started with a movie quote. It's after these words here on World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by KAXE KBXE. My name is Dan Gannon. BSU Opera Theater presents Marriage of Figaro October 18th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. Performances are in the main theater at the Bangsburg Fine Arts Complex. Support comes from McCroskey Arts Center, located in downtown Grand Rapids, inspiring a creative community. More information at McCroskeyArtsCenter.org. Mississippi Headwaters Audubon Society and Conservation Minnesota present a workshop on light pollution and its effects on wildlife Sunday, October 20th from 1 to 4 at the Nielsen Spearhead Center southwest of Bemidji. The session includes building bat boxes. United Way of 1000 Lakes is teaming up with restaurants in Itasca County for Dining United. Now through November 21st, each restaurant will give a portion of their proceeds to the United Way. Find complete details at uwlakes.org. There's a candlelight vigil honoring two missing people, Nevaeh Kingbird and Jeremy Jourdain, Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Paul and Babe statues in Bemidji. And now back to the World Cafe.
It's Megan Buffington from the KAXE News Desk, where I cover northeastern Minnesota from my home base in Grand Rapids. As a lifelong northern Minnesotan, this job isn't just reporting for me. It's personal. Board Chair Keith Nelson said at a press conference Thursday that he spoke with Governor Tim Walz about the flooding Wednesday evening.
The governor.
Last year, 50 units at Red Pine were vacated with little notice after a building inspection revealed dangerous conditions. Tom Schuett, the company's CEO, told the council Monday.
The two islands are part of the Raleigh-Johnson Natural and Recreational Area. Jim Brandt has watched over the islands literally for decades. He and his wife, Jackie.
If you're craving local news with a personal touch, join me, Chelsea Perkins, and Larissa Donovan on the Up North Report for in-depth coverage of life in our neck of the woods. And if you've got a story you think deserves attention, don't hesitate to reach out to us at news@kaxe.org.
Is there a quote from a movie or a scene from a movie that has always stuck with you? Something that really resonated deeply? I'm Raina. You're listening to The World Cafe. After deep sea divers Jessica Dobson watched the Wim Wenders movie Paris, Texas one night, she couldn't stop thinking about a line in the film. There's a scene where a character is standing on a billboard and they say, "I'm not afraid of heights. I'm just afraid of falling. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm just afraid of falling." And it got Jessica thinking about how she deals with fear in her own life and inspired the opening lyrics to this new song. It's Billboard Heart from Deep Sea Diver. On World Cafe.
My baby's got a billboard heart, says please don't revive. I would paint all over it, but I'm afraid of heights. There's plenty of those old tapes playing around inside my head.
By letting go of it, punch out the clouds, fall
Boy with the Thorn in His Side from The Smiths. And now, Fantagram with a new song that has lyrics that sound like they could have been written by Morrissey himself. This is Happy Again on World Cafe.
small, my dreams don't know fear. I got my heart full of hope. I will change everything, no matter what I'm told. How impossible it seems.
Kiss Me on the Bus. That is The Replacements kissing goodbye this hour of World Cafe. Thank you so much for letting me join you today. Thank you for letting me play you some music. And thank you to our affiliates across the country who bring this show to you, including KAZU in Monterey Bay, California, and KHPR in Honolulu, Hawaii. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com.
On her 2020 album, Color Theory, Sophie Allison, a.k.a. Soccer Mommy, uses old technology in her music to create sounds that create a feeling of nostalgia.
I wanted it to feel like a tape I would have found as like a kid, like trying to play it.
Soccer Mommy explains how she makes her music, is honest about the emotions that inspire it, and talks about Stardew Valley.